Backtalking, ignorance at home, intercepting strange messages, fumbling family situations. Call me, Mark Tressman, attorney at law. I'm open for biz, and you're listening to the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. Yeah, Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, WSPC. Hope everybody's having a great Saturday night. This is Patty Houlihan. I'm here with my brother, Bill.
Hey, what's happening?
Very good. Did you like Mark Tressman? He's out on the hunt already.
I didn't know he was an attorney in law.
Yeah, he is. You didn't know that?
No. Actually, you know what? I think I did read that.
Yeah, he's got a backup plan. He's no dummy. He's out there. He's hustling.
He'll get another job in the NFL, probably.
You think so?
These guys always do.
He'll go work for the Packers and then kill us.
I doubt that.
What do you think of the firings? Good moves?
Love it.
Me too. You know what, though? You know who really needs to be fired?
Who?
I hate it to say it because this is, it's kind of an Irish show, but we need some new owners, man.
Well, that's been talked about. I've listened to it all over sports radio all week. I don't know if it's the owners. But here's the thing. The McCaskies are so secretive about everything. I want to know what the situation is with Ted Phillips. Why is he still in the picture? I mean, I've heard numerous ex-Bears call on the phone and go, they just can't understand. I know what it is. He knows all the McCaskey secrets. So because he's been there for like 30 years. So now it's like you get rid of him and you open up Pandora's box about what really goes on behind closed doors. So I think that's why he's still around. But the whole hiring of Ernie Accorsi is a smart move by their part.
As a consultant?
Yeah,
very smart move. I don't know, who is Ernie Accorsi?
He is the man that drafted John Elway with the Baltimore Colts, believe it or not. And then he went on to become the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. And then he was with the New York Giants from 1997, I think, till 2007. So he drafted Eli Manning, won a Super Bowl over there. His history comes in public. He comes from a public relations background, but very smart guy, a football guy.
Right.
And I think the people in the city of Chicago will be glad to have him here.
Here's another thing I want to tell you.
What?
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Are you excited for 2015? It is 2015, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, I can't believe it's 2015.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah?
I don't. I'm going to
be older every day?
I'm going to be 35.
Yeah.
I remember when I was like in college failing out of Marquette. I was like, man, when I'm 35, I'm going to be a movie star and have a ton of dough. Yes. And here I am sitting next to Brother Bill on Milwaukee Avenue talking about Mark Tressman.
That's right. But nothing wrong with that, man.
No, it's great. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have this lovely show. We have a couple of good guests tonight. Who are our guests tonight, Bill?
I have Mike Carmody and Joe Hart from Opportunity Knox, and they're going to tell us a little bit about their organization that they run and their upcoming chili cook-off, which is going to be on January 11th at the Bryant Baru Pub.
And then a little later in the show, I have a up-and-coming sketch comedy duo, Pure and Weary, will be on talking about their upcoming performance at Sketchfest, which is happening next week. So that's exciting. I like talking about Second City and comedy after my experiences there.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can keep it all even keel without throwing anything, letting my bitterness come out.
Yeah, pissing anybody off.
Comedy's a bitter, bitter, bitter business.
So is football, apparently.
I guess. What are your plans for the new year? Any New Year's resolutions?
All the usual stuff. Try to cut
the
down,
usual stuff.
Lose a little bit of weight. Try to cut down on the cigarettes. That's something really I want to. That's it.
You're done? I'm done too.
How much do you smoke? I'm penniless because of it.
How much do you smoke?
Too much to even discuss on the air.
Why? Your nickname was Billy Nicotine for a while.
Yeah, I know. You guys gave me that. No, Chris Peth gave me that nickname. I didn't know. I mean, I guess it was because I was always smoking cigarettes. That's because we were driving around in a truck all summer long. I was bored out of my mind lighting cigarettes up.
All day. Billy Nicotine.
Yeah.
Not a good nickname to have.
No, and a terrible nickname.
I actually went to go
get... But it's
get
one of my many nicknames. You know that. I got like, there's...
Guillermo Guy.
Galicious.
Galicious.
Father Guy.
Father Guy. Yeah. Father Guy came out when you would get drunk and start telling people to go to church more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Father, and everyone said, relax, Father Guy. You're getting a little touchy now.
Yeah. Do you have any nicknames?
When I was a kid, Mom called me PM. And then there was the Piddler.
Yeah.
I've been called Jerk a lot.
Yeah, that fits.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, tonight's show is sponsored by Madden Funds. I want to thank them again. And also, our Indiegogo campaign is on the rise, which is pretty good. We're up to like $1,700 now.
Yeah, hey, thanks everyone who's listening to the show and everybody that's kicking in. You know, got people like Lenny Terrell. I know he made a big contribution last week.
Yep.
So I want to say thank you to him and Happy New Year.
Eddie Whalen.
Oh, great.
Yep. So
thanks, Ed.
People like the show. They're listening. I like that.
Liam Mahoney made a contribution.
He made a giant one, and I saw him the other day. I said, thank you for your contribution. He said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, good for him.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we'll talk to our friends from Opportunity Next.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit, but if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has 8 experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the West Side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with 3 grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the South Side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. There are people.
Okay, and welcome back to the Hoolies Hooli. I'm Bill Houlihan, sitting alongside my brother Patty.
Yeah.
You're listening to WSBC 1240 AM. And we have been graciously... Oh, our guests are here, and we're very thankful that they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's welcome them to the show, right?
Sure.
I'm sitting here with Mike Carmody and Joe Hart of Opportunity Knox. Welcome to the Hoolies Hooli, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Well, we appreciate you guys being here, and I want to talk a little bit about Opportunity Knox. It's a wonderful organization. Mike, you started this with your brother Phil, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what was it that drove you guys to go out and do a program like this?
Well, let's explain first what Opportunity Knox is.
Sure.
Do you want me to go over the mission statement?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let us know.
The mission statement for Opportunity Knox is: we are dedicated to providing opportunities and resources for individuals with developmental disabilities so they may pursue their educational, occupational, and social interests.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're taking kids that when they fall out of the public school systems, a lot of the times there's nowhere else for them to go and grow further as adults. So they learn a lot of life skills where you're at.
Yeah, it's
more, it's much more than that, I'm sure. But
it's the gambit, man. The funny thing is they're young adults.
Right.
So the young adults, after they turn 22 in the school system, are left out to dry.
Right.
And we want to fill a gap, which is something that is needed in the state of Illinois.
Right. Do we provide housing for them, or what sort of opportunities are available at Opportunity Knox for these people?
Right now, we have three programs. First program, it's kind of how we started, was the After Ops program, which is social recreational. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at River Forest Community Center. And we're in this, we've done that. This will be our fifth year coming up.
That's awesome.
It's unreal.
5 years of Opportunity Knox.
Correct.
And you guys are 501c3.
Correct.
So it is towards the end of the year. So if anybody still wants to make a drop, that's a perfect place to, you know, put your money.
Definitely. And then we also are starting our second year of our pilot program called the Life Shop, which is a day program, continued education, focus on health and wellness. It's a lot of exploring who the participants are and what they're really capable of. I think
that's great.
For a long time, they're told what to do.
Right.
And we're in that stage where we're not telling anymore. We're getting them to
show us what they can do.
Correct. And that's our challenge. That's not really a challenge. That's just the fun part about our job, is that we're trying to find ways to get the best out of people every day.
Right. And now you have a brother with a developmental disability. It was that your inspiration of spearheading this whole event here, or this whole organization?
Yeah. We didn't want to, my brother John is 26,
right,
and he's about to turn 27, and when he was at 22, we just, there needed to be something done.
Right.
We were watching him grow up, and he was having a great time with his friends, and then his 22nd birthday came around, we weren't there yet, and then finally, like, a little bit after his 22nd birthday, we were able to kind of open the doors.
Right. That's amazing. And now, what other programs are at the community center? Do you guys have a special space there at the River Forest Community Center that they've allotted for you?
Yeah, we built out 800 feet, and we space share with the Oak Park High School.
Okay.
So we have 1,500 square feet on the first floor, which is for the After Ops program, and then we have 800 feet upstairs for the Life Shop program.
And about how many guys are, how many students are there every day working with you guys?
On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's from anywhere from 30 to 35. 35 mm-hmm. being the max.
Right. And are they there all day, or is it?
No, they're there from 3:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
So it's that period where they're out of school and they're out of work, and there's just nothing to do. You know, we all have the park district or any other extracurricular activities, and they just didn't have that, and we wanted to fill that need.
So you guys have sports, basketball, art and dance.
It's funny. I'm going to let Joe kind of chime in on this
one. Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Joe Hart, everybody, from Opportunity Knox.
You're part of the Life Shop?
I'm part of the After Ops program.
After Ops program.
I'm the director of that program.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's, you know, 3 days a week, and we have really individual programs. Like, just we have a central group of staff and who come up with our program plans and our ideas, and we just pretty much want to make sure we never repeat anything. So we're always doing sports. We're always doing some kind of entertainment, some kind of cooking, but we change it up each session that we meet.
Do the kids ever really get attached to one certain thing where they're always asking for it over and over and over again?
They do. I mean, dancing and music are always big, so we just want to make sure we switch it up. So, but that one's always very popular. Cooking is always very, very popular. So we just do a different theme
pretty much
every time we meet.
And how did you get involved with Opportunity Knox? What drove you to this profession?
You know, I've been in the field for a while. I think it was about 3 years ago I started working part-time. I've known Mike Carmody for a long time.
Okay.
So I started working there part-time because I really liked what they were doing, and eventually became program director of the After Ops program.
How many volunteers do you guys have? I mean, there can't be a lot of allotted positions for pay, but I'm sure there's tons of volunteers.
Well, we originally started programming, we had 3 paid staff.
Okay.
And our organization is generated around volunteers.
Right.
From any given day, we could probably have between 5 and 10
cool.
to help out with programs. That's and I think fantastic. That's something that's great because it keeps our ratios for participants. So it creates a very safe learning environment for not only the participants, but for the people who volunteer.
Right. You know, it's also brought the community pretty close together as well. I think a lot of people that normally wouldn't be friends with each other outside of what Opportunity Knox does have met each other and sort of figured out how they can, some families that have a child with a disability have met other families with a child that have a disability and didn't even realize that they were just across town from each other. So that's a genius little thing. And I think that Do you guys see Opportunity Knox growing into something of almost a Misericordia-like place at some point?
It's actually kind of funny you asked. Yeah, I would love to have a mini Misericordia in this area. We don't want our family members to leave our community.
Right.
Sure.
And we also, at the same time, we want them to be productive members of our community. And I know a lot of the things that we do in regards to After Ops that Joe and his staff have set up and the Life Shop with Kim Mears, it's people are just learning who they are. And I think that's the beauty of this is that there's no script for any of this. And it just kind of, it unfolds in front of us. Sometimes it unfolds the right way and sometimes the wrong way, but
that's life. Yeah.
Yeah. People are just learning how to be people. And I really like the thing you were saying about how it just it's brought so many people
closer
and just different groups of people. It's just amazing to sit and watch.
Bill and I have emceed a couple of events for Opportunity Knox over the years. And the one thing I have noticed is that it is a small family community now, and everybody that's a volunteer or people that even just work at the bars have gotten really excited and really behind it. And we actually know the kids in these programs now, aside from knowing who they might've been at school. So that's a beautiful thing. Because everybody knows what Opportunity Knox in the neighborhood is, they see those kids out on the street and they know to look out for them even more now. You know, it's put an identity behind these children, and adults. So what event do we have coming up? We have the chili cook-off, correct?
Yep, chili cook-off is coming up Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Brian Baru.
Right. And there's a race before it, correct?
Yeah, actually, this is our second year doing it. The race starts at 10 a.m. It's called the Chili Dash. Shocking, right?
Sure.
It's right now we have 11 participants running, along with 20 to 25 other brave souls who are willing to bear the elements and hop out there and run in the cold weather.
How far are you? How long is it?
Well, the fun of it is that you only run as far as the money you raise.
Oh, cool.
So the max, this is a 10K. Format. So if you raise $600, there's $700 bucks. You're able to run the 10K.
Right,
so
okay.
It's like punishment, but it's the fun stuff.
Absolutely.
For me. And then it depends. So we'll have some people who will run a mile, some who will run two. But I think the goal for this Chili Dash is to have people run at the end together. No matter what, everyone finishes together.
That's great. That's great.
So we kind of have it. It's like the last mile. It's the warrior mile where everyone runs with the warriors as a group and we finish it.
I watched it last year. It's fun. Everybody's got like costumes on and it's a lot of, it's a ball.
Yeah. So it's a good way to start the chili cook-off. We start at 10. We usually get back like 11:30. They have a little special area for the runners and then we hop right into the cook-off, which is...
How many participants are in the cook-off? Because it is a competition. We should say that a lot of people from the community come out and make their precious bowls of chili for everybody.
It's a blast. My roommate won the competition, I believe it was 2 years ago. I think Steve won it too.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, Steve Ames is a winner.
That was a fun day. We had a good time. People really do get into this. Yes, it's... and then you guys usually... I mean, you have some celebrity...
judges. You had Jeff Morrill out from Sandwich King on the Food Network judging, and... who else did we have? We had some big restaurateurs last year, didn't we?
Paul Verrant, I believe, was one.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Skrine from Skrine Chops.
Yeah.
Sure. Has been.
And who are the judges this year?
Now, Joe, you're a judge this year.
I am
correct?
A judge this year, yes.
And they're going to do a thing at it where your kids, the kids that you direct and oversee in your program, are going to, you guys are going to make a batch of chili, mm-hmm. and you're going to compete with Phil Carmody, who's Mike's brother, and he's the director of Opportunity Knox, correct?
The president.
President. So it'll be his batch versus your batch.
Yes, I'm leading our After Ops group.
Okay.
Against Phil is taking on our day program, the Life Shop group.
Okay. That'll be very cool to see as well. And the event usually lasts, about 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, it starts with the Chili Dash at 10, and then it ends at 5.
Okay. Where do you watch the Chili Dash? Is that on Madison Street in Forest Park?
The Chili Dash route is not determined yet. We're still finalizing our sponsors for that.
Okay.
So we usually end up coming down on Madison to Brian Baru's.
Okay, and Brian Baru is the former Molly Malone's for my audience who's not familiar with what Brian Baru is yet.
Yeah, and that's located at 7652 Madison Street in Forest Park. And then, we're also going to have a Krispy Kreme donut challenge after game one of the NFL playoffs. I think, do you guys do some raffle prizes around that time too, or is that after the game two? I can't remember. For everyone that needs to know, there's always a square board.
This is a big party, everybody.
Yeah, this is a great time. You can get your plastic mug, I think, usually at the door. That gets you a drink discount, usually on beer, not really on liquor, guys. But beer is good enough. And then you can sometimes win some money, too, if you play the squares. Or if you're a good-hearted person, you can donate that money back to Opportunity Now.
That's right. Well,
there's also a gambling feature. Sorry, I didn't...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, really?
There's also a feature where you could bet on the contestants for the donut contest.
That's right. I forgot about that. And the odds will go up beforehand, right? That there's a
Big Steve is reigning champ.
Big Steve Phillips.
I like to call him Uncle Steve. He's a force to be reckoned with. I got a feeling Mike Eggum's going to come back strong this year.
Yep. Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Tom White playing it? Is he in this again?
I don't know.
Didn't he do it last year?
I don't remember. All right, so when is
Tom Riley?
Yes. Why don't I call him Tom White? He's going to kill me if he's listening to this.
All right, so what time, when, where? Is there a gate fee?
Yeah, it's $30 entrance fee.
Sure.
It starts at 12, goes till 5. It will be the raffle tickets are $10 a piece. Food, it includes the chili, drinks. And I believe that's it.
Well, that's all you need. It's a great day. You'll have a blast. I mean, compared to this, now there is the raffle prizes. So you get a 4-night stay in all-inclusive to Puerto Plata, the Dominican Republic.
Is that how you say it?
I'm looking at it. I don't have my glasses on here.
Puerto Plata.
Puerto Plata.
Right.
Thank you. I am correct.
You're
going to make fun of me. Speaks too soon. Uh-huh. The second prize is a 48-inch LED TV by Vizio.
Nice.
And then the third prize is a pair of Blackhawks tickets versus the Red Wings. So all in all, some pretty nice prizes to go along with your betting Jones, if you have it.
Sure.
And, you know, another thing I want to inform the guests of is that Opportunity Knox really does an incredible job with the chili cook-off itself. But the other thing that they're very famous for is the OK Softball Classic.
That's true.
And that's held in September every year. And if you ever get a chance, if you're a softball guru... and you got a bunch of you have a co-ed team that really is interested in being a part of a charity. Look into Opportunity Knox to be a part of these events because it's a great networking thing. It's great to meet some new people, be able to help a community out, and then become a new member of a community. There's plenty of people. You don't have to live in Oak Park, or Forest Park, or River Forest to be a part of the Opportunity Knox, and you will be welcomed with open arms when you arrive.
You know, that's another question. Do you have kids that are part of the program that are from outside the area?
No, right now we're just limited to those three communities.
Okay.
But that's as we expand, it's something that we would definitely look into.
Sure. Also, it's a 501c3, folks, so if there's any angels out there that want to drop a couple million bucks, it would change the whole spectrum of the thing.
Absolutely. You can visit Opportunity Knox at... OpportunityKnox.org. That's OpportunityKnox.org. Right? Am I getting that correct, Mike?
It's www.opportunityKnoxNow.org.
Now.org. Oh, I'm reading it incorrectly. Sorry, my dyslexia is taking over on me this afternoon. This isn't the afternoon. This is
in the afternoon. Gentlemen, Joe Hart, Mike Carmody. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming out on the Hooli's Hooli and talking about your wonderful organization. I wish you guys the best of luck. Once again, Sunday, January 11th, from 11 to 5 p.m. at Bar and Brew Irish Pub. Come on out to the 7th Annual Opportunity Knox Chili Cook-Off and join us. We'll be back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oaklawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
And we're back, 1240 AM, WSBC, Hooley's Hooley. I want to thank Joe Hart and Mike Carmody from Opportunity Knox.
Absolutely.
Once again.
It was great having them.
Bill, we're going to play a quick song here, and when we get back, we'll be coming back with Pure and Weary, a sketch comedy duo starring Catherine Biskupic and Leah Friars. So, Bill, what's your song?
Here's Ghost Rider with RJD2, Dead Ringer.
Cool. And we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, WSBC. Bill, that was RJD2.
With Ghost Rider.
You love that song, don't you?
I love it. Love it.
All right. We have a couple of women here who are up-and-coming sketch performers in Chicago. They're going to be performing at Sketchfest in Chicago, January 15th at 9 p.m. at Stage 773. This is Pure and Weary. Pure and Weary is Catherine Biskupic.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah Friars.
Hello.
Am I saying, is it Leah or Lee?
Leah.
Leah?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Right.
I got that right.
I usually get Leah, so.
Welcome to the Hooli's Hooli. Glad to have you guys.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Girls, I should say.
Girls, yeah.
Women.
We're finally getting female guests.
I know.
I think, what was it? 2 weeks ago, we had, who was on 2 weeks ago? Michelle McInerney?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you guys are students. You're post-students. You're no longer students. You started this group, Pure and Weary.
Yep.
How long have you guys been performing together?
Well, we met in college and performed together in theater there, but we've been writing comedy together. We started just last spring.
Yeah.
We started writing some videos together, and mm-hmm. we started writing live shows this summer.
Now, which do you prefer better, live or doing the YouTube kind of sketch stuff?
Live. For sure.
Yeah, have that audience.
Absolutely.
Instant gratification.
Yeah.
Now, where did you guys study? Where did you go to college?
We went to University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Oh, okay.
We met in 2008.
Oh,
yeah. Go Badgers. Love the town. Yeah, we were both theater students. It's actually a funny story how we met because we were both in a voice training class. And Catherine was pretty shy, and I was kind of just hanging around out there. And, I never talked to her, and we went away for winter break, and when we came back, I was determined to say hello. And when we came back, she wasn't there. Turns out she had gotten a concussion from a ski accident.
Mm-hmm. And I lost my memory. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember the last 3 months. Yeah. I had to take...
For real?
Yeah, I had to take... It was like in 51st Dates, where the guy repeats the same phrase over and over again.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened? They're like, you were in a skiing accident. I was like, I've never been skiing because it was my first time.
And last.
I have not been back. But
51st Dates, I'll have to see that one. Is that a Sandler movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Drew Barrymore.
Yep.
Okay.
Guilty pleasure movie for sure.
All right. So you guys met at Madtown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who were your comedy idols growing up in, are you from Madison? Are you guys from Wisconsin?
I'm from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
So Lee is from Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right, Leah. Who's famous from Madison, Wisconsin that does comedy other than Chris Farley?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a little quiz question.
I don't even know.
No.
All right.
You know.
I do.
It's, tell us.
All right. No, it's...
Is it a woman?
No, it's Brian Stack from the Conan O'Brien Show. Do you know Brian?
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
All right, cool.
I had no idea.
Now, so then you guys leave Madison.
He's just showing off his comedy geek nerd stuff that he knows.
I am.
Nerd alert.
I was a student at Second City for 2 years and an intern in the program there.
Okay.
Joyce Sloan gave me my internship.
Oh, awesome.
God rest her soul.
Yes.
And I had a great time. And I'm assuming that now somebody went the Second City route and somebody went the Annoyance route.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I did a summer intensive at Second City when I first moved here, and then after that started taking classes at The Annoyance just because location was closer to my house.
Sure. And Mick Napier, who runs The Annoyance Theater, was
great.
Yeah, he's famous
and
for directing.
Jen Esslin is also from Cleveland.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. So you had an in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went the Second City route, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. I did the whole conservatory and went through that program.
Now,
mm-hmm.
did you have to audition for the conservatory? Did you just get right in right out of college, or did you do the A through E levels before?
I did. There's one you can do improv for actors. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's just three levels.
Just two classes
instead
of five.
And then you're eligible to
audition.
Go for
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I did that one.
Outstanding. And then so now you guys are a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're out and you created Pure and Weary.
Yes, we did.
What's Pure and Weary all about?
So our first sketch show that we wrote was just like kind of a test show that we performed at the Lincoln Loft, which is just like an artist studio space.
Right.
And our whole premise of that show was coming up with the name, because coming up with a duo name is like one of the hardest things. We found out it's one of the hardest things in the world because you're stuck with it forever.
That's why you have Bob and David.
Right, you know?
Catherine and Leah.
Catherine and Leah. So Pure and Weary literally means Catherine and Leah. We just took the meanings of both of our names and put it into...
I like it. It's creative.
Is that what that is, really?
Yeah, Catherine means pure and Leah means weary.
Mm-hmm.
That's
awesome.
Where that came from.
Yeah.
All right, so it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Describes us perfectly.
What kind of Now, what sort of comedy do you guys do? Is it like more satire based, or is it slapstick?
We try to do a little bit of everything. We combine life stories, relatable events, but we usually have a parody.
Yep, a couple of parodies, some songs. We do some singing.
And we did translations. We both really like Shakespeare, yes. So play off of that. And then we did a translation of The Importance Prince of Being Earnest into social media.
Oscar Wilde.
Yes.
That's right. So a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Cool. So now how many groups are going to be at Sketch Fest? Because it's a giant...
160.
160 yep. groups. Yep. And how many days does it go on for?
It's 10 days, but eight days of performing.
8 days of performing, the 8th through the 18th of January.
Gosh, 188 shows.
Yeah, and this is like the largest Sketch Festival in the nation.
This is Improv Nerd Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we got so lucky because they gave us passes, so we get to go see any show we want for free. So
cool. So
we're just going to live there.
Who are some of the people you're excited to see other than yourselves this year?
You know, I don't know a lot of the groups. I know that there are a lot of out-of-town groups that get a lot of buzz.
Sure.
So we've been just like looking up some stuff on the Sketchfest website
I'm sure there's some celebrities popping. I know Danny Pudi was a Marquette guy with me.
Yep, yep. Oh, that's awesome.
My parents went to Marquette with Chris Farley.
Did they really?
Uh-huh. No way.
Chris Farley wrote on a napkin, "She was shy," and he jumped on a lunchroom table, walked over to her, and her face turned red, and he wrote, "Chris loves Laura," on a napkin.
Does she still have
it? Yes, she still has it.
Good for her. Sell it on eBay.
I have a family friend of mine who had Chris Farley because... He did a little time at La Lemire, which is in Indiana, which was a boarding school in high school, and he peed the bed at a friend of mine's house after a few too many drinks one night.
Done, sir.
Yeah, another Madison, Wisconsin guy, Farley.
Woo.
Yeah,
I know that Pudi was a Marquette guy, Danny Pudi. He's in I think his group is called Sons of Doctors. Ranjit Suri is one of the guys, a Second City teacher, if you guys know him.
Does he teach a stand-up class?
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do know him.
Yeah. So he's part of that group. And
that's
then there's,
awesome.
Yeah. So, cool. Have you guys been to Sketchfest before?
No, we haven't.
How did you get into it?
This is terrible.
Who saw you guys?
Well, you have to submit.
You have to submit
some video and an application.
So we did some like open mics.
We did open mics because we hadn't had a full show by the time the application was due, So we did a bunch of open mics. And
just had our friends videotape.
And we put that together for our submission.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you guys hit up stand-up rooms? Do you guys go to like stand-up clubs and do like your shtick on stage in that format?
Not so much stand-up, but there are a bunch of like open mics for sketch. So we've just been doing a lot of that.
Did the Globe
test out
used to do that? The Globe?
I don't know. I know the Globe. Did they do that?
They did back in the day.
I remember going.
Where are the spots to go now for our audience?
So the one that we've been going to a lot is called No Shame, and it's again at the Lincoln Loft. It's through Agency Theater, and every Saturday night at 10:30, you can go and put your name down, and you get like a 5-minute slot.
To do a sketch.
To do a sketch,
or whatever. There's stand-ups, there's musicians.
Yep.
There's crazy stuff.
Oh my God, there's magicians. Like, it's the most random thing. Yeah. But I love it because they're so supportive. It's a lot of the same acts come back every week.
Now, you can't exactly see an act and then go up and do a sketch on the act you just saw. That doesn't happen.
Oh, you can. It's called
improv.
It's called a callback.
I know.
Now the open mic becomes a giant herald that nobody knows.
There we go.
Awesome. who were your comedy heroes growing up?
I mean, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. I was a total SNL.
Shocker.
Right? I mean, woman power. Gotta go there.
Okay.
Anna Gasteyer, I loved growing up when I was a kid.
Oh, that's a random one.
I love her. My family grew up watching SNL, so it was just anybody who was on.
That's funny that you bring that up. So you guys come from Madison to the Chicago to descend on the improv community. You got to think, that's most people's aspirations when they get there. They're all thinking about Saturday Night Live.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
And the reality of it is what? What have you guys learned so far?
So when I first got here, I had a friend who had been living here for a year already, who was in the improv comedy world, and she told me that you could tell how long somebody's been in Chicago by them saying, like, I can't wait to be on SNL. You're like, you just got here, didn't you? Okay, you know nothing.
Yes.
But actually, when I first moved here, I saw the ETC show at Second City, and A.D. Bryant was in it. And I saw Virgin Daiquiri's and Cecily Strong was in it. And then 2 weeks later, both of them were gone, and they were on SNL.
Right.
And I'm like, I just saw them. This can happen to people.
It can. And their ascension to Saturday Night Live is actually a storied one, because they neither of them were sort of ready for prime time.
Sure.
But when I was there, that was a thing too. Everybody got there. I was like, oh,
yeah.
But it's people don't realize now, Second City is huge.
Right.
Yeah. And all of them are. They're all expanding. I mean,
yeah.
The Annoyance,
they have a space in New York now.
Again.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Right. And a lot of people have talked about the comedy bubble. The improv bubble is about to burst because everybody's doing improv.
Everybody's doing it. But see, that's why we broke off. You know, we started making videos. I think that's a huge thing that everybody's doing now.
Well, that's
so
the
many
smart
other ways
thing to do.
To get around it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at Second City, Joyce Sloan said, I asked her, I was like, how do I get on, you know, touring company? Like, you know, because you're there and you take the classes for a long time and you can't just sit around hoping that someone's gonna be like, it's your turn now, buddy.
Right.
You know,
right,
like you just got picked.
Yep.
That's not the way it goes. So Joyce told me the best advice was to like go out and do your own thing.
Do your own stuff.
Just be weird. And somebody will, if you make enough noise on that end, then Second City comes back to you and says, hey,
knock, knock.
Yeah, we need you.
Here's a boat.
So what do you guys think Pure and Weary is going to do in 2015? Are you guys going to concentrate more on live performances or more on getting your YouTube channel fired off?
We want to do both. We've submitted to more festivals around the country to get more of, because this show, we rewrote, this is a new show. And so to only have one night, we're going to try to get this show to go other places as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then definitely, we want to definitely do more videos.
Absolutely.
It's just the way it's going.
I've seen you guys.
That's
you guys,
just a longer process.
You guys play, one of you guys plays guitar as well, right?
Yeah, and Catherine actually plays piano, so we can.
Oh, so you got like kind of a Garfinkel and Oates kind of thing going on.
That should have been our name.
No, already taken. cool. So, Sketchfest, let's hear a story. Mm-hmm. What's your craziest story in the improv community in the last 2 years that you've been here?
Oh, God. Craziest story.
Or it doesn't have to be crazy. It's just something that was sort of life-changing for you that happened.
I mean, I feel like that first experience for me, the first week that I moved here, that same friend who had been living in Chicago before I moved here, invited me to go to IO to an SNL audition.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, it's
a
only
showcase.
A showcase, right? Only word of mouth, like only if you can hear, you'll go. And this, like, it was literally my second week living here. And there were so many people at IO. It was the old IO.
Right.
And I was like, there's got to be somebody from SNL here. Like, they wouldn't just do this if they weren't going to come see. So I was, you know, scanning the crowd to try to see if I could find someone.
Who was there?
Sure enough, Lorne Michaels was like two people away from me. And just like crap my pants. I'm like, what is happening? And then, you know, I see 80 go and Cecily go. I'm like, this is my town. It's going to happen.
It is a woman-dominated show at this point, I think.
I agree.
I think women are dominating the improv community as a whole right now in Chicago, to tell you the truth.
I support that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
No, it is true. I mean, you have Virgin Daiquiri, Dina Fackless has her own school now.
So great. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you guys.
The boys, Susan Messing and Rachel Mason.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, all right. Sketchfest, January 8th through 18th. Mm-hmm. You guys go on January 15th at 9 p.m. at Stage 773. You can see Pure and Weary. It's Catherine Biskupic.
Yes.
And Leah Friars.
Yes.
Where do we go on YouTube? Do we just hit in Pure and Weary when we want to hear you guys?
Basically, yeah. We have a Twitter handle at Pure and Weary. We have a website, but it takes you to our Facebook page, pureandweary.com.
Are you guys have an agent in town now?
We don't.
Mm-mm.
Awesome. You don't need one yet.
No, not yet.
Well, if you guys kill it at this show, I bet you will.
Awesome.
So I'm excited. I'll probably try to make it out to see you guys.
Thanks.
Now, how do you guys know Brian Posen? Who runs the festival?
So he's the artistic director of Stage 773, and he just started this new thing in July called Scribble Bibble, which is, he gets a group of writers and a bunch of different directors, and they have a new show every month. And it's targeted towards writers. So I am one of his writers for his group. So I write a show every month with five other writers.
That you've never worked with before.
Right, and they get like a new prompt.
New prompt every month. So the first month was kind of neo-futurist style. Second month was silent scenes, then verse. And so that's all we get is the prompt. And I just write a bunch of scenes and send them to him. And then we see a new show every month. And that group that I write for will also be at Sketchfest. So I just write for it. I don't perform. So that's how I met Brian Posen.
Right.
And he actually lives across the street from the family that I nanny. So I see him quite often outside walking his dog.
Is he still ride a motorcycle?
Yes, moped.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let me ask you more about Scribble Bibble. So what happens when the show gets put up on legs? Does it just sit for like a week and then it's gone forever? Or has there ever been one where it's like, hey, this is great, we're going to do a big run of this?
Well, it's only one night only. They say that at every show. This is the first time you'll see this since the last time. But for Sketchfest, it's the best of. So,
cool.
A lot of
from
the same
past
scenes, yeah.
four or five months.
And is Brian always the director of the new crew, or is it they bring in different directors all the time?
Yeah, it's different directors. It's always on Thursday nights. I think there were six other directors since July, four different groups, but he has just one group of writers, and it's me and five other people.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Pure and Weary, I want to thank you for being on the Hoolies.
Thank you so much.
I
wish you guys the best of luck.
I hope you guys.
It's
great.
It's pilot season. Have you guys written any pilots?
Well, we did last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did? What was it about?
It was called Oh Brother, and it's about a what if my little brother moved in with me and my hippie friend, which happened to be Leah.
Yes.
And the idea was a Modern Family meets New Girl, because there's only sitcoms either about family stuff or life in your 20s, 30s.
Sure.
And so if you have very supportive but large and involved family, how do you maneuver that with establishing your life in your 20s? Yeah.
And the annoying little brother is the best part in the show, isn't it?
Yes, he is. That and the fat baby.
Oh, yeah, she nannies for a fat baby.
He made a special appearance.
Well, you know what? That's kind of still what's going on in the pilot world, so you guys can shop that around.
Yeah.
Maybe one of our listeners is out in Hollywood. And
give us a call. Yeah.
Sure. All right. Catherine Biskupic, Leah Friars.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Again, Stage 773 in the Cab Theater, January 15th at 9 p.m. You can see Pure and Weary at Chicago Sketchfest. Also, Sketchfest goes on from January 8th through the 18th. It's the 14th annual. And you can find more about it at www.chicagosketchfest.com. Stage 773 is at 1225 West Belmont. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Happy New Year to you. We'll be back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
Come into my office, Mr. Finnegan. How can I help you?
Doctor, you gotta help me. I'm having panic attacks, terrible anxiety.
You just need some hooliganism.
Hooliganism? What is that, some new medicine?
It's an elixir for what ails you, Mr. Finnegan.
Is it a pill? Do you swallow it?
It'll relax you. Rick Hogan of WGN says it oozes Chicago. He also says it's fantastic.
But what the heck is it?
It's the new book by Mike Houlihan. Everyone's talking about it. Frank West of the Irish American News says it's filled with human warmth and you should read it when you need a good laugh.
Hooliganism, the book. Hey, my wife said you were a doctor.
I am a doctor, and hooliganism is my prescription. The New World said Southsiders would rank it up with the Book of Kells.
What about my irregularity?
Read Hooliganism. You'll find it very moving.
Hey, you're not a doctor.
I'm a psychiatrist, Mr. Finnegan, and I can tell what you need is a nice dose of hooliganism.
But my wife said you had her undress and you examined her.
Yes, she appears to be very healthy, Mr. Finnegan. Oh, nurse.
Hooliganism is the new book by Mike Houlihan. You can purchase it online at www.mikehoolihan.com or at any of Chicago's finer Irish gift shops.
Nurse, will the doctor be giving me a prescription for hooliganism?
Do you have insurance, Mr. Finnegan?
I've been hooliganed.
And we're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is Patty Houlihan. Bill has left me for the evening. He had an emergency to run off to. So it'll just be me and you guys from now on. I want to wish everybody a happy new year, and I'm going to play a little music for you. So this is the Hot Sprockets. They're out of Dublin, Ireland, and this is Solid Gold. Ready? And go. Gold, the Hot Sprockets. Saw them, I want to say October at the Elbow Room. Pretty awesome show. You can find them on iTunes. Well, it's been a great show. Bill is gone, but I want to thank my guests once again. It was Mike Carmody and Joe Hart from the Opportunity Knox Foundation in Oak Park. They're going to have their chili cook-off, and that is coming up on Sunday, January 11th from 11 to 5 p.m. at the Brian Brew Irish Pub in Forest Park. The Brian Brew Irish Pub is the former Molly Malone's, for those of you who are neophytes to the new name. Also, I wanted to thank Leah Friars and Catherine Biskupic, who are Pure and Weary, an upcoming females comedy duo in Chicago, who will be performing at Chicago Sketch Fest January 15th at 9 p.m. at Stage 773 in the Cab Theater. Also, I want to give a Get Well Soon shout out to my former, well, she's still my boss. I still work at Kevel's in Forest Park behind the bar, to Colleen Kevel. She's in the hospital right now. She's had a bad flu, as a lot of us have, that took a turn for the worse, and she's got a little case of pneumonia and some other things, and I just want to let the Kevel family know that they're all we're all praying for and rooting for. And we love you, Cal, so get better soon. So without further ado, that brings us to the end of this show. Next week, we're booking a guest. I think it may be Richard Wilkie, who is a Chicago stuntman. So I'll be excited to have him on and talk to him and introduce his career to you guys. In the meantime, I'm going to play a little music for you guys. Good night and thank you. This has been the Hoolies Hoolie. This is De Laurentiis with Did We Ever Really Try.
Got a goosebump on my neck. Got a shortness in my breath. Got a sense of history. Still a shroud of mystery. There's a yearning in my soul. Yeah.